One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Five o'clock Tuesday, it's time for Discorder Radio. Another jam-packed show for you this week because we previewed a huge weekend ahead in local music. But first, shout out to these guys that played a great show at UBC this past Friday. It's Tokyo Police Club on Discorder Radio.
That's what our ancestors left us. Our robot masters will know how to clean this mess up and build a better world. Man and machine alike, for the boys and the girls who are slaves building spaceships at night in the fluorescent light. That's 2009.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Citizens of Tomorrow. That's Tokyo Police Club going back to 2006 and their first EP. Singing about 2009, but of course it is 2015, and we have a huge week ahead in music. But quickly, yeah, Tokyo Police Club played a great show along with Yukon Blonde, Bowen and the Uproar, the UBC Last Band Standing victors. And Montreal's Chromeo. It was a wet and wild time this past Friday at the UBC Block Party. Matt Muse was there along with myself. CJ, you weren't, but let's welcome you to the show as well.
Hello.
Hello, hello. All right. Yeah, Matt, what were your thoughts on the Block Party?
I actually didn't stay around for most of it because I was there initially to film a video with Canada's favorite humor magazine, The Syrup Trap. And we were under the impression that we would get some interviews with some people, and apparently that was not communicated properly, so
right.
That didn't quite end up happening. But it sounds like it was a pretty good show.
I had a good time, yeah. It's funny how I think every year that they've been more and more on lockdown in terms of access to the artists. We were doing the backstage thing a couple of block parties ago, and now it's pretty tight to get back there. I did manage to get a quick chat in with Yukon Blonde, actually.
Okay.
We got a station ID from them, which you may hear later in the show. But the only band that really had really much press was Bowen and the Uproar, I guess, because of their UBC connection. I know that actually they were featured in an article in the UBC this week.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good time, though. Good music. Chromeo was so funny. They played Jealous twice. Not once, but twice.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you? It's a great tune.
I guess so. It was kind of funny how they kind of acknowledged it, too. They said, that's right, we're playing it again. Like, no holds barred.
Those guys, that's what I, like, they're so, you can't take them seriously, and they don't take themselves seriously. It's great. They're so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, they're the kind of band, they're one of maybe the only bands that could get away with playing the same song twice. Like, if a more serious band tried to do that, you'd be like, what are you doing? But they're just so over the top.
Yeah.
They could totally get away with playing their hit twice.
Yeah, they got a ton of swagger. And the pouring rain didn't stop the thousands upon thousands from taking it in. I myself even got kind of caught up in all the hoopla. It was actually, I didn't realize how rainy it was because the mosh pit was so warm. There was such body warmth and the crowd was swaying. When I came out of there, I felt my head was just soaked. But I was so warm because of all the thousands of people crushed up against the stage to enjoy Chromeo. But all in all, a great time at the block party. And funny enough, to see Chromeo and Tokyo Police Club, a couple of bands that I remember seeing both of them play the same festival in Toronto about 7 years ago, the Rogers Picnic, in front of a much smaller crowd. So it's nice to see the progression of their careers now that they're playing out west and doing so well. So good on those guys. And once again, good on Yukon Blonde and Bowen and the Uproar for playing a great block party. Another event that's near and dear to our hearts here at UBC and CITR in particular is the Discorder April launch party.
Hey!
Which, even though April launched 14 days ago, we are now, our launch party is this Friday. It's going to be at the Astoria. So in keeping in tune with mixing up the venues and keeping it fresh, Discorder, this is now, I guess, we started this back in December with the anniversary party / fundraiser. And now here we are a few months later, keeping it going. We got a great lineup. It all starts at 8 o'clock at the Astoria. Some of the bands that are playing include Still Creek Murder, who were the, of course, big winners of the Shindig event last year in December. Actually, it was in February. Was it they won? They won Shindig. So Still Creek Murder is on the bill. We also have Wet Face, aka Jordan Minkoff, who is also from the band Bank Robber and Slam Dunk. And who else do we have on this bill? CJ?
Yeah, I think we've got Energy Slime. Who else did you not mention? The Crobots.
Yes.
And it's all going to be pretty exciting. I mean, this is really a fundraiser for Discorder Magazine more than anything else, more than a launch party, I'd say. You know, it's. I think we've been putting on for several years now. I'm the magazine itself is older than I am, so I don't know how many years it hasn't been on as a fundraiser. So it's going to be super exciting. Astoria, it's going to be hopping.
Yes. Okay. Maybe I got it mixed up. Fundraiser / launch party.
No launch party.
Okay. I'm completely in the wrong. Thank you for putting in my place. It's a fundraiser, not a launch party, but it's still going to be a Discorder throwdown.
It's kind of like how CITR had a fun drive and then we had a finale party. In this case, we've just having the finale party.
Excellente. And once again, fun drive, we raised over $38,000 this year. Congrats to everybody in the CITR community for helping this great station to not only survive, but thrive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we hit the 42,000 mark.
Oh.
Yeah.
The
grand old life, universe, and everything number.
Okay, excellent. Well, 40K was the goal, so we beat it.
We did.
I saw one report that said 38,000 was the final, but
that was before all the checks were counted in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Stand corrected again. Thank you, CJ. We're literally keeping us in check.
Well, let's keep you corrected with some awesome music.
Okay. All right, let's do that. Let's play a bit of Wet Face. This is one of the most eclectic artists that you're going to hear. This guy's got a mix of plays, reggae to inspirational to rock to pop. This is one of his more poppy tracks. This is the track First Impressions, Jordan Minkoff, a.k.a. Bank Robber, a.k.a. Slam Dunk, a.k.a. Wet Face. On Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
What up? It's Discord Radio. Listen to 101.9. Say ITR. This is Wet Face.
You heard?
Yo, what up? It's Discord Radio. Listen to 101.9. Say ITR. This is Wet Face.
You heard?
We liked it so much we played it twice. There you go.
I accidentally had it looped there.
What a character. Jordan Minkoff. Of Slam Dunk, Bank Robber, and Wet Face. There you go. First impressions. What were your first impressions of that track?
Bonnie M.
Yeah? Or was it ABBA?
It was ABBA. I thought it was ABBA. Then I was corrected.
Yes. So he was actually just added to the bill, a late addition. to this this great lineup we have as part of the Discorder fundraiser, not launch party, happening once again this Friday night with Energy Slime, Stefana Fratilla, the Crow Boots, and these guys who won the Shindig event, the Shindig, the big Shindig CITR Battle of the Bands competition. Is the link not up there? We're just getting the track ready.
Yes.
Okay, you were good to go. Yes, okay, without further ado, from their album Dandelo, our Shindig victors, and playing this Friday the Discorder fundraiser, this is Sam and Shay, a.k.a. Still Creek Murder, on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Are you ready for a rockin' spring party? The latest issue of Discorder, that little magazine you know and love, is on the way. The April launch party fundraiser is taking place at the Astoria on Friday, April 17th. Some fantastic local acts will be playing, including Still Creek Murder, Crowbots, and Romanian-born electronic artist Stefana Fratilla. Doors are at 8 p.m. and it's $5 before 10 p.m. That's the April fundraiser for Discorder Magazine, Astoria, April 17th, brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
Super Fiesta Los Furios CD Release Party. April 17th at the Imperial, we'll see the release of the newest Los Furios CD, along with special openers, Warless, Kutapira, and the Hang Ten Hangmen, also featuring Go-Go Girls, April O'Peel, and Violet Femme. This is not your normal show. This is an all-out carnival. A fiesta with visuals, contests, and dance. Tickets are available at Zulu, High Life, Red Cat, Neptune, and online at ticketweb.ca. This April 17th at the Imperial.
We are Zen Mystery Fog, and you are listening to
Discorder Radio.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Yes, you heard it in there. Thank you very much, Matt Granlin, for the great little PSA announcement about the Discorder fundraiser happening this Friday at the Astoria. And he mentioned, of course, Wet Face and Still Creek Murder, both of whom we just played. And now we're going to play Stefana Fratilla, another artist playing this Friday at the Astoria. So I guess we're going to play this track, Red, from Stefana Fratilla. And this is her Discord Radio debut. Let's do it right now. CITR 1019.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
Check out this year's fun and thought-provoking films for kids and young at heart. Reel to Reel, April 10th to 17th, features films from around the world and includes hands-on workshops and activities for the whole family. Don't miss the Saturday morning pajama party and Sunday fun day, the weekend of April 11th to 12th at the Van City Theater and Roundhouse Community Center. Reel to Reel runs April 10th to 17th. For more info, check out r2rfestival.org.
Okay, yes, we're back on Discord Radio, CITR 1019. And yes, before all the PSAs there, we heard Stefana Fertilla, Romanian-born, Vancouver-based artist who will be playing part of the Discorder fundraiser this Friday night.
Yeah.
It's going to be a huge night of music at the Astoria, lots of great acts. And then after sleeping off the good times, you can wake up the next day and enjoy a huge day of music. Not only here in Vancouver, but all over the world, because, of course, it is International Record Store Day.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Da, 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 da.
I don't know if there's a sound for it. There should be a sound for it, like a vinyl scratch.
Like a wink, a wink, a wink.
We could do it, but then we'd, nice. We'd hurt our precious vinyl that we have very few
and,
of.
And we would not want to do that, even though there's lots of these brand new releases being pressed up for the day.
Excellent.
As we know. Okay, we have a very special guest in studio, the brand new CITR sponsorship coordinator.
Advertising
coordinator. Advertising coordinator. Oopsies.
Jesus, wait.
I knew she was coordinating something.
I am coordinating things.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm also helping coordinate Record Store Day, which is pretty exciting.
Okay, what a great segue.
And the Discorder fundraiser event, actually. So I'm going to be up late on Friday and interviewing people all day Saturday. So that'll be cool.
Excellent.
Excellent. Wow, it's a big weekend for you.
I'm excited. There's a lot of fun stuff about to happen.
Nice. Well, we've been covering the Discorder fundraiser. We played Stefano Fratilla and Wet Face and Steel Creek Murder. So maybe we'll shift into Record Store Day now. She's like, sure, whatever. I'll go with the
flow. I'll talk about anything.
Okay. So this is the eighth installment of Record Store Day. It's amazing how just 8 years this thing has gone so huge. There's literally dozens of countries, hundreds of record stores taking part, maybe thousands, because there's hundreds of cities involved. And so here in Vancouver, we've got a few record stores involved. What in particular are the ones to keep your eye on, Nash?
Well, there's tons around town. Everybody seems to be doing something. And even in Victoria and other parts of BC, there's lots going on. But we'll be interviewing people and airing live music from Beat Street, Vinyl, Red Cat, Neptune, and Horses Records.
Nice.
So if you tune in to it, we're partnering up actually with the SFU station, CJSF 90.1 FM. And we'll be...
Your old team.
Yeah, it's a little team effort. It's pretty exciting. So I'm getting to know that crew too. And we're going to be interviewing a lot of the different bands and just like being there, so you can come hang out with us in real life too if you come down to the record stores.
Nice. Do you happen to know our live broadcast schedule?
I wonder if I can do it off the top of my head. Okay, so 1 p.m. we're starting at Beat Street, so we're getting the DJs going there.
Nice.
And then 2 p.m. we are heading over to Red Cat. Yes, that's happening. And then 3 p.m.
3 p.m. I believe 2 p.m. is Neptune.
2 p.m.
according to our schedule online. 3 p.m. is Red Cat.
Right.
4 p.m. would be Vinyl Records.
Yes.
5 p.m. is Horses Records, and then 6 p.m. we're back to Neptune Records.
Wow.
Yep.
Non-stop.
It's
big effort.
Be busy.
is it ever? Yeah, lots of great bands playing. Let's see what we're gonna do is let's go store by store. We still got a half an hour of the show left, so without giving you too much information overload, maybe we'll start it off with the one of the first ones you mentioned, which was Beat Street. Do you know who we have playing at Beat Street?
Beat Street, they just have record DJs all day,
okay.
But so you can get ready to dance, but it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
How about we hear something from Neptune? I think Tough Age is playing there.
Tough Age, they've got a tough schedule ahead. They're, not only are they playing Neptune, but they're also playing Seattle late that evening, according to their touring schedule. So they're actually starting the day off nice and early, 11 a.m. Their performance at Neptune is going to kick off their day there, and then they've got a show later that night in Seattle. It could be the reason why they're playing so early. We've got a great lineup here at Neptune Records. Maybe, Nash, you want to help go over what the lineup is going to be for us at Neptune?
Yeah. Okay. 11 a.m., Tough Age, 11:45, Tim the Mute, 12:30, Woolworm, nice, 1:15, No Sinner,
nice,
2 p.m., White Ash Falls, 2:45, Poor Form, 3:30, Fashionism, 4:15, Les Chaussettes.
Former Discorder magazine cover band.
Yes. 5, Eric Burdon, Meet and Greet.
Actually, this is Eric.
Oh, that's a meet and greet.
Yes, actually, Eric. This is actually Eric Burdon of Eric Burdon and the Animals.
I was getting too French there.
No problem. You guys remember, this is going way back, but there was an oldie called The House of the Rising Sun from the late 60s. Eric Burdon was the lead singer of the band The Animals from that track, so... I guess he didn't get the Animals back together to play that track for us, but he'll be there to shake some hands anyways. That'll be pretty cool.
6:15 p.m., Eric Campbell and the Dirt. 7 p.m., The Pretties, ending it off.
Wow. Big, huge day at Neptune. We'll be there from 2 to 3, and then again from 6 to 7. Going to be good times. So yeah, we're going to, that's what's happening in Neptune. Let's kick it off with the same band that's kicking it off. And that's Tough Age. We'll come back and preview another record store for Record Store Day Preview 2015. Discord Radio.
The name that I have is Jared Evan Sampson.
Hey, I'm Loren.
We're in the band Tough Age.
It's actually Tough Age.
That's true, it is Tough Age.
Hey, this is Discord Radio.
On CITR.
101.9.
You got it, that's right.
Love the fresh-faced enthusiasm. Tough Age, a.k.a. Toughage. That was Foam Coffin. We apologize for the technical difficulties there. We guarantee their set on Saturday will be a lot smoother than that last track you just heard there. They are kicking it off at Neptune Records at 11 a.m., nice and early for you, to launch Record Store Day 2015 here in Vancouver. Neptune is one of about a half dozen Vancouver local independent record stores taking part. Neptune is one of the... Actually, I think Neptune is the oldest independent record store in Vancouver, and they got a great lineup. Zulu's one of the oldest, but I think Neptune officially is the oldest. We can find out for you.
Google it.
Yeah, we'll find out in the next set. In the meantime, right across the street and about a block or two up from Neptune is Red Cat Records. Nash, the advertising coordinator at CITR is here. We're chatting all things Record Store Day. Yeah, I know you're quite excited.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be my first live broadcast, and the fact that I get to do it for Record Store Day is so exciting.
Nice.
Going to meet so many people, listen to so much music. That's not even going to be work at all. It's going to be great.
Perfect. Do you have an artist or a band that you're particularly excited to see more than others?
Oh, man. Yeah, there's tons of great ones. I mean, I love No Sinner all the time. So I think that'll be really great. And actually, I saw that they're putting out a vinyl single, but it's only as big as a sheet of paper. But you can actually you can still spin it on a real record player. It's really cool.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'll have to show you. It's like a gel record.
Very cool.
Yeah, really neat. And then I'm really excited about at Vinyl Records, Tanya, I can't pronounce her last name.
I think it's Tanya Aganaba.
Yeah, Tanya Aganaba. She's amazing. Like, I've seen her so many times, and she's going to be playing there as well. So I think it'll be great. Yeah.
Nice. It's going to be a big day. Of course, as Nash mentioned, we're going to be broadcasting in conjunction with our sister station on the other end of the community dial, 90.1 CJSF at SFU. Nash, let's talk about some of the bands that we can expect across the street from Neptune over at Red Cat Records.
Oh, yeah, so Red Cat, they're starting a little later in the day, but yeah, walk over to Red Cat around 3, the Backhomes will be playing.
Mm. And now you mentioned as a little preview here that the Backhomes are going to be...
Sounds like they might be featured in the next Discorder issue.
Ah, very cool. Ooh. A little insider information there.
Insider.
Then who else we have on that for the Red Cat lineup?
We got Frog Eyes at 4. Hello Blue Roses at 5. And Nick Knovich.
Nick could use a few more vowels in his
Nick
name.
Nick Knovich at 6. And then Sarah DeVacci, who was actually in the last issue of Discorder, or this month's issue.
Nice.
I'm always one step ahead. So she is closing it off at 7 p.m.
Excellent. Good to see some Discorder magazine alumni to start and close the show for us, Red Cat. Mm-hmm. Let's play some music now from one of the acts, the Backhomes, that is to be expected in next month's issue. And we'll be lighting it up for us at Red Cat, 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. It's part of Record Store Day. It's the Backhomes on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We'll be right back. Discorder Radio, CITR 1019, Japanese Girls on Discorder Radio. They will be playing as part of Record Store Day. We've been doing a bit of a Record Store Day preview here. That track, by the way, from Japanese Girls.
I believe it's called Mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, right.
From the Circulation EP.
There you go, nice one. They're playing, at Vinyl Records over on Hastings. Vinyl Records, Beat Street Records, Neptune, Red Cat, and Horses are all going to be taking part in Record Store Day 2015 here in Vancouver. We've previewed the lineups of we've already previewed the lineups of Red Cat and Neptune. And now, for those that are planning on being in the Hastings and Canby area, we will give you the little lineup for what's to be expected at Vinyl. Threadbare kicks it off at 12:30. Sarah Jickling, formerly of the O'Wells, will be playing at 1 o'clock. Ein at 1:30. Tom Huckendorf at 2:30. Abby Therese, 3 o'clock. You just heard the Japanese Girls. 3:30, Omar Khan. 4 o'clock, Jason Hoover and local legend Doug Louie. 4:30, Tanya Aganaba, who we mentioned earlier when Nash was joining us. Thank you, by the way, again to Nash for joining us here on Discord Radio. 5 o'clock, Don Pemberton, and at 6 o'clock, Kim Ortel. Yes, that is the Vinyl Records lineup. Let's play a bit of Sarah Jickling right about now. This is when she was with the O'Wells. This track is called Let It Go. You'll be hearing these same vocals at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at Vinyl Records. Discorded Radio, here's Sarah Jickling.
Saturday, April 18th, CJSF and CITR team up to cover Record Store Day 2015.
You got me curious.
You got me curious, Rob.
Live broadcast from all over Vancouver. Record Store Day events at Beat Street, Vinyl Records, Horses Records, Red Cat, and Neptune.
Experience Record Store Day on air from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. or in person at any of these locations.
Tune in for prizes, interviews, live music, and more.
Only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CITR 101.9 FM.
Just you and me.
Nothing, just you and me. Age before beauty.
Anything you say, Stan.
I do all the work, okay.
Record Store Day 2015.
And that's all.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Hi, I'm Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio
on CITR 101.9.
Woo! Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
On this road. All my sins are bound to me, I was told.
We are back on Discord Radio, CITR. Rockin' tune there. A couple minutes back for all those
very nice
PSAs. That was Let It Go from the OLs. Mm-hmm. The unfortunately now defunct OLs, I just found out. Oh, well.
I was just going to say.
Wah. Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. But you can hear the sweet vocals of Sarah Jickling at Vinyl Records at 1 o'clock on Saturday as part of Record Store Day. We've already did the lineup for Neptune and Red Cat Records on Main Street. That was the we did the lineup there for you for Vinyl Records on Hastings, and then way out further east on Hastings at Horses Records, we've got Peace, Flyin', Whitney K, Gender Dog, MOSFET, S.P. Davis, and Mecca Normal are all playing as part of Record Store Day out there at Horses Records. I've actually never been there, but have you guys been to Horses Records?
I don't think I have.
No, I don't think so. But they were featured in Discorder Magazine, and
yes,
they do get a lot of love from us.
That's good. That's good. Unfortunately, not a lot of love from any of us personally yet, but maybe as part of Record Store Day, I'll start my Record Store Day jaunt way out there and make my way back into the more central part of the city.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. And then a great place to end your Record Store Day experience would be at everybody's favorite venue,
the Hindenburg.
That's it. The Hindenburg is officially doing an event called More Fun City, which is, for those that are new to Vancouver, a reference to a nickname Vancouver's carried with them for a long time as No Fun City. But trying to laugh in the face of that by having tons of fun after Record Store Day. It actually kicks off at 9 o'clock with an awesome lineup, which includes Camdales, Cherche La Femme, Coban, War Baby, and Dead Soft. Yeah, all the Hindenburg. It's free before 12:30. And if you bring a Record Store Day receipt, you get a free bottle of Steam Whistle.
Hey.
Now, there's some fun for you to be had.
And this is definitely 12:30 a.m.
Yeah, free before 12:30 a.m. I guess they figure it's going to be a big day. Maybe people are going to nap or just sort of take some time after the Record Store Day and then go for a round two. But this is incentive to get you to come out before 12:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beauty.
Good times. So there you have it. That looks like a Record Store Day, our full preview. I'm actually going to make it a little mission myself because it's been hard to sort of coordinate who is playing where. I'm going to tomorrow make a little sort of list of
get some spreadsheet action.
Yeah, just so I can plan on my day, and maybe we'll post this on our Facebook page so you, the CITR and Discord Radio fans can check out who is playing and when, especially considering how dynamic and ever-changing our broadcast, live broadcast schedule. We're going to be broadcasting all day from 1 till 7, but we're going to be at literally a different location every hour. It's going to be tons of fun. And with that, let's play a band that is going to be featured as part of the More Fun City event. These guys are headlining. It's Dead Soft. The track is called Phase. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. CITR 101.9, Discord Radio, Phase by Dead Soft. They are headlining the show this Saturday night. More Fun City, the official Record Store Day after party. Another band that is on that lineup. Other bands on the lineup include Camdale's, Cherchez La Femme, War Baby, and these guys. This is Coban, that also playing More Fun City. Coban on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Discord Radio, CITR 1019. That was Coban doing their best Joy Division impersonation there with the track Feed the Dogs. Coban playing along with...
My apologies, Wade. That was the track 401A.
Oh, I was completely wrong. I'm looking at the
Yeah, we've been having some technical issues.
We are. That's okay. we smile through it and we continue to play the good tunes.
Yeah, you got to make do with what you got at community radio.
This is true. But we got a lot going on, especially this weekend. Mm-hmm. We've got the Discorder fundraiser. Make sure you check that out. We've got, of course, Record Store Day. All the amazing action happening all over town. And, of course, the after party called More Fun City at the Hindenburg with Dead Soft and the band you just heard there, Coban. And if you can't make it to the Discorder fundraiser on Friday, which, of course, we hope you can, another show you may want to check out, Mr. Matt Muse, you're going to tell us all about that. Yep.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, so there's a cool show happening this weekend. I don't know if you guys are familiar with a band called The Dead Milkmen.
I am not, but please.
Well, yeah, they're kind of a jokey, punk rocky kind of band from the... I guess they rose to prominence in the 80s with kind of some silly tunes. And they've sort of kept going off and on since then. And they've never really been hugely successful, except for their one track. It's called Bitchin' Camaro.
And great title.
Yeah, it's definitely a good sort of, I don't know, picture of what their whole thing is about. So I expect it'll be sort of a shticky good time at Fortune on Friday. And yeah, the song's called Bitchin' Camaro. I think we're going to play that one. And yeah, Bitchin' Camaro from 1985 record... It's called Big Lizard in My Backyard is the name of the album.
What's happening?
Dead Milkmen, CITR 1019.
Well, rumor around town says you might be thinking about going down to the shore.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go down to the shore.
What are you going to do down there?
I don't know. Play some video games, buy some Def Leppard t-shirts.
Don't forget your Motley Crue t-shirt. You know, all proceeds go to get their lead singer out of jail.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to go down. Hey, are you going to check out the sandbar while you're down there?
What's the sandbar?
That's a place that lets 16-year-old kids drink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hey, guess who's going to be there?
Who?
My favorite cover band, Crystal Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a tour show. You're really impressed. In fact, it goes a little like this. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl, 'cause I got AIDS. Love me two times, baby, once for tomorrow, once 'cause I got AIDS. Pretty good Jim Morrison impression there. I hope those guys have a good sense of humor and don't take us into court.
What's the court?
Never mind that. The important thing
here... You mean
here,
the people's court.
No, that's another story. The important thing here is that we get to the part where you ask me how I'm going to get down to the shore.
Oh, how are you getting down to the shore?
Funny you should ask. I've got a car now.
Oh, wow. How'd you get a car?
Oh, my folks drove it up here from the Bahamas.
You're kidding.
It must be. The Bahamas are islands. Okay, the important thing here is that you ask me what kind of car it is.
What kind of car do you got?
I've got a bitchin' Camaro.
Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, I ran over my neighbors. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, now I'm in all the papers. My folks bought me a bitchin' Camaro with no insurance to match. So if I happen to run you down, please don't leave a scratch. I ran over some old lady one night at the county fair, and I didn't get arrested because my dad's a mayor. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, donuts on your lawn. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, Tony, Orlando, and Dawn. When I drive past the kids, they all spit and cuss, 'cause I've got a bitchin' Camaro and they have to ride the bus. So you better get out of my way when I come through your yard, 'cause I've got a bitchin' Camaro and an Exxon credit card. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, hey man, where you headed? Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, I'm drunk on unleaded.
Bitchin' Camaro from 1985 and the Dead Milkmen. Thank you, Matt Muse, for tickling our musical taste buds with that one. That was entertaining and awesome at the same time.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you. That about wraps up the show for today. Thanks for joining us here in Discord Radio. Thanks to Nashlyn Lloyd, the advertising coordinator of CATR, for joining us. Thank you, DJ CJ, for doing your thing. Yeah. Thank you, Matt Muse. Thank you to all of you, the CITR listeners. And thank you to Mike of Flex Your Head for giving us his podcast, which we'll be playing coming up next. This, by the way, in the background is Energy Slime. They are also playing this weekend as part of Record Store Day. It's going to be a great weekend. Record Store Day on Saturday. And, of course, the Discorder fundraiser happening this Friday night at the Astoria. Be sure to check it out. Thanks again for joining us here on CITR 101.9 and listening to Discorder Radio.
Speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Scott.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
From Shiplines.